This is KFMO, your home for the latest local news, sports, and weather. I'm Eric Hansen. This newscast is brought to you by MRV Banks, locally owned and operated, serving the Parkland area. MRV Banks, service you love from people you trust. Member FDIC. Missouri state politics received a jolt yesterday when Speaker of the House Stephen Tilley announced he will drop out of the race for lieutenant governor in 2012. In a press release from his office, Tilley announced he is withdrawing from the race to spend more time with his family and focus on the final year of his term as Missouri Speaker of the House. State Senator Kevin Engler helped start Tilley's political career. Engler says the lieutenant governor race will lose a good legislator.
Well, I hate to see Steve drop out, but if it's the best thing for him, he's a very qualified, great individual and good legislator, and he'll finish off as Speaker of the House strong, but if his decision with his work and family, I support him in anything he does. It's been public that he's been going through a divorce and to have two teenage daughters back in Perryville while you're running around the state, but it makes it very difficult, and I'm sure that was a factor.
With Speaker Tilley now out of the race for lieutenant governor, the political landscape may follow other trends in the state. Former Republican state representative and Constitution Party nominee for Lieutenant Governor Cynthia Davis thinks the Republican Party in the state is changing. She says voters are fed up with the two-party monopoly.
I'm happy to welcome any other opponent. It's possible that Peter Kinder will try and get back into it. It all is creating contrast so that the voters will have an opportunity to actually have some choices in November. What happened just this week in St. Louis County in the 83rd District is the voters said none of the above. There was the special election for the representative, and they said, I don't want the Republican or the Democrat, and they are now sending an independent to Jefferson City.
No Republican candidate has officially announced plans on seeking the office. On the Democratic side, State Auditor Susan Monti and Becky Plattner have filed. The deadline for filing is 4 months away on March 27th next year. It's currently 7:07 here in the Parkland. We'll have more news right after this message.